Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called the Hunter Valley bus crash a devastating loss of life, which is cruel and unfair. At least 10 people are reported dead after the bus carrying guests from a wedding reception reportedly rolled over at a roundabout on Sunday night. The driver is currently under arrest at Cessnock Police Station. Mr. Albanese confirmed locals were involved and thanked the emergency crew. He says anyone who is worried about a family member should contact Cessnock Police Station, and anyone with any information on the crash should contact Crime Stoppers.
All of us know the joy of going to a wedding, a chance to celebrate dear friends and family. For a joyous day like that in a beautiful place to end with such terrible loss of life and injury is so cruel and so sad and so unfair.
The Greens Party are continuing their demands for renters as talks on the multi-billion dollar housing bill continue. The government's $10 billion Housing Future Fund is due to hit the Senate during the upcoming sitting fortnight, with the Greens laying out where they are willing to compromise and where they refuse to. The fund will be invested to generate returns that will help create 30,000 affordable homes, with the earnings distributed to housing capped at $500 million a year. Greens spokesperson Max Chandler-Mater says the party had already made some concessions and is now waiting on Labor to compromise. He says the party was willing to compromise on the total sum that ends up going towards affordable and social housing, but it would need some kind of limitation on rent increases. The Greens have been calling for a 2-year rent freeze as implemented during the pandemic, but Mr. Chandler-Mater said it would consider national caps on rent increases. The Centre for Social Impact has found that health, housing, education and well-being in most parts of the country went backwards in meeting basic human needs in 2021. Getting access to shelter with basic utilities has become harder in most states and territories except Victoria, with Tasmania, Queensland and South Australia ranking lowest on the latest social progress measurement in terms of shelter. This was based on various factors, including the use of homelessness services, social housing tenancy rates, and demand. It also considered issues with overcrowding and rental affordability in low-income households. Professor Danielle Logue is director of the Centre for Social Impact and professor of Innovation and Impact at the University of New South Wales. She says the measurement can inspire leaders to find solutions.
So if we think about the crisis in terms of these different drivers, it provides us with insights and ideas of we need to address these drivers to make progress.
The late comedian Barry Humphries, Sydney's Lord Mayor Clover Moore and singer Marina Pryor are among the recipients of King's Birthday honours. This year, the list recognises the efforts of nearly 2,000 Australians, and for the first time since the Order of Australia was created in 1975, more women than men are being recognised in the general division of the Order. One of those women is Yvonne Cristani, who has received a Medal of the Order of Australia for service to community health. She set up the Cristani Foundation in 2007 in honour of her husband, Chris Cristani. He had worked as the chief radiation therapist at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney and treated thousands of cancer patients. He also died of cancer. Yvonne Cristani says since the foundation was established, several hundred thousand dollars has been raised.
Since then, I've put together a group of volunteers who work, we all work 7 days a week, raising funds and organising scholarships for young professionals who treat cancer patients. So we feel that the better the education, the better treatments will be given to the cancer patient, so therefore the outcome, they have a much better chance.
I'm Katrina Stirrett. This is SBS News in Easy English.